listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli, doing it the easy way, and this is Easy Way Broadcasting. And it's about time for Easy Talk. Hope you guys are ready, because we're about to have some fun, baby. I'm pumped. There's a lot of awesome stuff going on, a lot of great stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the AMAs, you know, Justin Bieber took it all, you know, he definitely got his Artist of the Year award, and we have a interesting Justin Bieber conversation, going to be calling in around 2:10. And, a friend of mine met Justin Bieber. It was a cool, interesting story. So I was like, you know what? You got to come onto my show and tell my listeners that story. So if you're a Justin Bieber fan, if you're an AMA fan, call me. Talk to me. 914-338-1303. I'm here, ready and willing. This is a success show. We give you the easy way to success, and we do a lot of awesome stuff, man. So, first and foremost, we want to always thank all of our supporters, and I do have a couple columns and pages in a couple different situations. If you guys want to check that out, there's always going to be different types of columns and written things and pictures and videos and cool stuff to check out. You go to Rock Viz, T-H-I-Z magazine, Rock Viz magazine. Follow them on Facebook. Designer Original Magazine. If you're into fashion, entertainment, arts, models, that's the fashion magazine right there. Props Designer Original Magazine, my girl Yvonne. And Tightrope Magazine. Check this out, guys. This just happened. Tightrope Magazine. I actually now have my own section. It's called, I don't know the exact name, but we were talking about Easy Star Power. May change, who knows. But basically, when they do behind the scenes, when they do the cover shoots with the celebrities, when they do what they do, I'm going to come in there and throw that little easy way touch to it. I'm going to be doing all those interviews, and I'm going to be giving some cool content. And, I'm always all over Hollywood, and I'm all over the place, and I'm in Orange County. We're going to be doing things in Las Vegas. We're going to be doing things in all over the place, man. It's exciting. So, man, just get ready. It's going to be fun. We're going to be doing it the easy way. So we want to give props to Washington Times. Check out my article on Washington Times. You can Google Eric Zuli, Washington Times. And my last article was about Lindsay Lohan, the Jackson family. At Mr. Pink's, it was a red carpet. Whole lot of fun. Fan TV, if you're Filipino, got the Filipino American Network in the house. Fan TV, check me out there. Icon News, I'll be doing my thing on Icon News. It's going to be different. I'm going to be pulling celebrities off of the carpet and really saying, you got to come do it the easy way. Come over here. We're going to go over in this little section, or maybe do it at the bar. Who knows? Something different. And HollywoodItGuy.com. If you guys really want to know about me, and I really appreciate all your support, you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com, go to the About section, go to the Testimonial section, the EPK section, the Award section, all the different sections. And I'm always posting cool blogs. And, hey, we got a caller. And hopefully they want to talk to me and they like my voice. So we got a call at 347-8830. You're on the line with Eric Zuli. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Victoria again.
Oh, my girl Victoria, my favorite fan, my favorite supporter. What's going on with you, Victoria? What's happened to you this week?
Nothing much, really. Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, we definitely got to tell everybody, I want everybody that's listening, remember, Thanksgiving is not just about turkey. And this was actually told to me by one of my producers. It's not about just about turkey. It's about giving thanks for all the blessings that you've gotten, friends and family. Don't ever forget that concept, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So if you could have any Thanksgiving wish, what would it be?
That's a good question.
I'm a good host.
If I could have any Thanksgiving wish, it would be to dance with Shane Sparks.
Oh, well, we'll see if we can make that that success happen for you then, because Shane Sparks is a real good friend of mine, and we really appreciate all your support, and we're going to remember that question. So remember that, guys. Anybody that's listening, you have Victoria calling in. Her wish was to dance with Shane Sparks, so let's see what we can do about making that happen. Thank you for calling in. Stay in, because I got a lot of stuff to go over, and we have a really awesome guest. I'm going to be talking about that. Love you, Victoria, and make sure to like our new fans page on Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. We just launched that.
Okay, cool.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, guys, props to Victoria, man. She's one of our good supporters. She's always following us on Twitter and making it happen. We really appreciate her. Yes, so remember, guys, follow the facebook.com/EZ, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're going to be pumping anything that has to do with Easy Way Broadcasting on that Facebook. Now, let's talk a little bit about Easy Way Broadcasting and the hosts that we have coming up. So we have a full roster, guys, full roster coming up Monday. We're going to have a network with producers. It's actual television network on Dish, pay-per-view, and on-demand. That's going to be talking about all the stuff that they got going on, and that's going to be happening on Monday. Don't know the exact launch date, but that is going to be happening on Monday. That's official. Tuesday, Maurice Egger, he's from the NBA, and he does music. It's going to be a sports and music show. He was formerly on the Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves. He'll be doing his show on Tuesday. Wednesday, as you guys know, we've been pumping it real hard. Sarah Winchester is going to be doing Sarah's Secrets and talking about that celebrity gossip and the relationship advice and all the stuff you didn't get on the show, all the stuff you wanted to know. We're going to be doing it the easy way, baby, on Wednesday. That launches 12-12-12. Sarah Winchester, shout out to Sarah, real good friends. Follow Sarah's Secrets 4, the number 4 and the letter U, on Twitter. Thursday, we're going to have a good friend of mine. His name is Big Willie. He's a comedian, funny guy, host. He works with Papa John's Pizza. He's kind of the man there. And he's also doing a little something with Fox. You know, he's doing a lot of cool stuff. So make sure you tune into that show. And, again, going to get you the launch date for that pretty soon. Friday, hey, wait, that's me. Friday, every Friday, we do the easy way, the easy talk. Opening up the doors for people, making it a little bit easier on people. And you following your dream. That's what it is. Now, Saturday, Shane Sparks, as Victoria was just talking about, every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Shane Sparks is doing a show called Planet Dance. Make sure you follow him, Sparks, S-P-A-R-K-S, 5678 on Twitter, and go to his group, Planet Dance, if you want to know more about that. And Sunday, we're going to have a financial show with my man, Rick Rosman. Rick Rosman's a financial advisor and motivational speaker. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, that's going to be happening December 9th. The launch of that is December 9th. That's going to be awesome. We're excited. So let's talk about the guests we have coming up. About 2:20, we're going to be having a really awesome guest, Kevin Sorbo. Who remembers Kevin Sorbo? Who remembers Hercules? Hercules, one of the hottest shows, Andromeda, the OC. Man, this man is, I mean, I used to watch that show all the time. I'm a fan. Hercules, he's going to be coming on at 2:20, so make sure you're ready for that, guys. And this man has worked on so many shows. He's starred in films, and now he's a best-selling author and public speaker. And the fans want to know everything. So today we're going to be talking about what has he done in the world of acting. What are you working on now with respect? What is he working on now with respect to his acting, his writing, his charity work? What guided him to the path of becoming an author? You know, we'll be also asking him about social media questions, and we want to hear about what's coming up in the future. And he's going to be talking about his movies and the new book, True Strength, the new book that he's got coming out, and a whole lot more. We'll be doing it the easy way. We're going to be talking about how we met and throwing a little tidbits of advice. And if anybody has any questions for Kevin Sorbo, you can call in at 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303, or I'll be watching my Twitter, and we'll be doing it the easy way real soon with Kevin Sorbo. Now, I told you guys about that special guest that's going to be calling in, that Justin Bieber, and it was a really cool story. And I think we got it right here. Let me go ahead and pop this on. London Del Rey, is that you?
This is her.
Hey! You know, your voice even sounds beautiful on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
You guys, Make sure you follow AS. Go ahead and tell them your Twitter. Tell them. I don't know if it's an X or a zero. I'm still newly following you.
It is A S H X the number 0, X, the number 0.
Oh, A-S-H, the number, X, the number 0, X, the number 0. Make sure you follow her. So, London, you have an interesting story around the AMAs and the man that won Artist of the Year. Tell us about it. Mr. Justin Bieber, that must have been fun.
Yeah, this is actually one of those movie moments. I swear it only happens in the movies. Last Thursday, I always say that my stomach always ends up getting me in trouble, but it was 11:30 at night, and I had this craving for In-N-Out Burger. It just popped in my head. I was like, gotta go to In-N-Out. So I looked at my sister. I said, let's go. We hopped in the car. I went over to In-N-Out, the one over there in Cahuenga up in Studio City, and I parked right next to this black matted Mercedes party-looking bus. And I'm trying to convince my sister to get out of the car, and she's like, I look terrible. I don't want to get out. And I'm like, come on, just come on with me. Next thing you know, this guy walks past my car, and he looks back over at me, and I literally, like, kind of jaw-dropped. I looked over at my sister. I was like, that's Justin Bieber. And my sister's like, shut up, stop. Like, I really don't want to go inside. And I'm like, no, I swear to God, it's Justin Bieber. And she goes, oh, my gosh. So she quickly looks in the mirror, jumps out of the car. We walk inside In-N-Out, and I just see this sea of young boys all ordering In-N-Out food. The next thing you know, Justin kind of walks towards me, and he's kind of, like, looking me up and down. I don't know if it's because I look like Selena or something, but
yeah, that makes sense.
It's total sense. I kind of was, like, trying not to make eye contact with him because I was kind of nervous, to be honest with you, because, you know, it's Justin Bieber, for Christ's sake. So I just hear, next. So I go up. I start ordering the food, and all of a sudden, the guy that was taking the food goes, so it's all this food together. And I was like, oh, no, this is all separate from all theirs. And Justin was literally to my left, about a foot away from me, and he was facing the door. And he looks at me, and he goes, no, he goes, it's all together. Go ahead, like, order your food. And I was like, wow. I was like, okay, thank you. And he's like, yeah, no problem. So we start ordering the food. The artist C Major was also there, and he was chatting up with us and invited us to go hang out with them, actually. But there was, like, complications with the food order. It actually took longer than needed. And by the time we actually got our food, they ended up having to leave. But I guess you could say this was kind of like my first little impromptu date with Justin Bieber.
Wow, watch out. Now, so I know all the listeners are wondering, what does this girl look like? Describe yourself a little bit. Yeah, remember, we're on the radio, and they're you know, we will be posting pictures, by the way, guys. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. We'll make sure we'll post a couple pictures of the beautiful voice that you're hearing. But describe to us a little bit about your features and why you think Justin Bieber might have taken notice to you.
Well, the best way I can describe myself, I've always been compared to Kourtney Kardashian. A lot of people say, I've been mistaken for her actually a lot, especially more before she even became pregnant. But I'm 5'5", dark, long hair, brown eyes. I'm Nicaraguan and Scottish, so I've got that dark complexion. Just overall, like I said, the best way to compare myself is a Kourtney Kardashian.
Wow, that's I know my listeners are like, okay. So, and what's your dreams and aspirations? What's your goals? What are you trying to do?
Not what I'm trying to do. It's what I am doing.
Sorry. Well, let me rephrase my question. What are you doing? How can we be like you?
Well, I definitely have a lot of dreams and goals, and I'm very fortunate to be pursuing those. And it's with acting, film, creating, you know, music, producing. I'm also part of Nick Cannon's Incredible Entertainment. So we've been doing a lot of fun stuff for Halloween. We produced, wrote, and created our own little party commercial and aired it before we threw this Halloween party. And we were expecting 500 people, and we ended up with 1,500 people. So we're definitely making moves.
Wait, was that you I saw in that clip? It was like a Scream. It was like a parody of Scream or something like that. You were the star of that little clip.
Yep, that was me.
Oh, okay, okay. And so I know that was a hot popping party. Tell us about that party. I know Nick Cannon was involved, Neil was involved, a lot of big people were involved in that.
Oh, my gosh, that party was amazing. It was actually up in the Hollywood Hills over at Mark Anthony and J-Lo's old house.
Okay. Where was my invite? Why wasn't I there?
I was probably got lost along the way. Who knows?
Oh, got lost in the mail. Okay. It was as long as you guys planned to invite me. Okay, go ahead.
No, but it was amazing. We've been planning it for about a month or two, and everything just kind of came together. The house itself looked like a haunted house. It had it's a real spooky, eerie feeling, and we just threw it all together. We had amazing sponsors.
Sorry, I just had to throw that dark news in there when you said the haunted house.
Oh,
yeah, you, I thought I'd scare you.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what is that? No,
we're only
anticipating 500 people, and it was just amazing how fast word got out, and there was like over 1,500 people there. So,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it didn't end until I think 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a lot of fun.
Are you an Easy Way fan? Are you doing it the Easy Way?
I always do it the Easy Way. That's the only way to do it.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's better than the hard way, right? And do you know who Kevin Sorbo is and Hercules? Did you ever watch the show?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we will be having Hercules coming on, you guys, in about 2 minutes. To Hercules, my man, Kevin Sorbo. I'm going to be telling you guys the interesting story of how we met, and Kevin's going to be actually telling you the interesting story of how he became who he is. You know. But hey, thank you so much for calling in, London. That was an awesome story, and I bet you many, many people are envious of your situation. But yeah, keep listening, and I'm sorry.
Just follow your gut instinct. It says go to In-N-Out, go to In-N-Out.
Exactly. Yeah. Plug for In-N-Out. All right, well, we'll be following you on Twitter. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, and our special guest is about to be coming up, man. So if you guys are familiar with Andromeda and Hercules, and this man has a couple new movies coming out, you guys know who he is, Kevin Sorbo. This guy, I've been a fan for a very long time. This is Kevin Sorbo, man. This is Hercules. And he has a really interesting story he's going to be talking about of what happened to him on set. And he's got a new book out. And, I mean, without further ado, man, we got to give you guys Kevin Sorbo.
Today's guest has battled human and supernatural evil on Earth in the ancient time of the Greek gods to become the savior of mortals. He then traveled thousands of years into the future to battle evil throughout the universe. But today, he is here on Easy Talk at Easy Way Broadcasting to give us the real story of his true strength, our hero, Kevin Sorbo.
All right, Kevin, what's up, man? Are you there? Hey, brother Kevin, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, there you are. Now we can hear you. Hey, man, thank you so much for being on the show and making the time. I know you're a busy, busy man. But you guys, Kevin Sorbo, everybody, Hercules himself is on Easy Talk. We're about to do that Easy Talk. We appreciate you you coming on, brother. I know you've done a lot of great things. You've been on Andromeda, the OC, you've been Hercules, and here you are flexing your muscles.
Yeah, I'm sure they can see that well, but I appreciate you taking the time and having me on.
Yeah, well, we got you on WTVNetworks.com. People can go to Easy Way Radio, and you got your page there. You got over 145 tweets, I think, on that page, and about 145 shares on Facebook and like 50, something like that, tweets. And, I mean, you're a television star, man. You've done tons and tons of stuff. You've had an amazing career. And you worked on so many number one shows. You've starred in films, and now you're a best-selling author and public speaker. And the fans want to hear about everything, man. So let's start with the basic question. You know, how did you first get started and how did you get into acting?
Well, I think I fell in love with it pretty early in my life. I mean, my mom used to watch a lot of old movies, which she still does. That's been handed on down to me. You know, Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy, Humphrey Bogart, all those guys. And I was just amazed by it all. I loved it, and I sat there and just watched and watched and watched, and Then they took me to a play when I was 11 years old, and it was Shakespeare at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis. The Guthrie's a very famous theater in Minneapolis. People in the theatrical know about the Guthrie, and I probably didn't understand the majority of what was going on up there with the Shakespearean language at 11 years of age, but I was mesmerized, and I made that decision at that moment. I said, this is what I want to do, and I told my mom on the ride home, and I got that typical mom response, that's nice, dear. But I knew right then and there that this is the road I wanted to take, and I really didn't do that much with it until I got to college when I started playing around with it a lot more.
Okay, so you started in theater, and what was that? Your family was a part of it. What was that handshake to success, though? Like, I like to really talk about the networking and the actual process of your success. You know, so can you talk to us a little bit about some of those handshakes that helped you and the middlemen and things like that?
Well, you know what happened was I moved to L.A. Like most actors that move to L.A., we don't know a soul out there. And you're just, you're following your dream. You're chasing your dream. And I got out there, and one piece of advice I got from a buddy of mine, he said, when I was leaving Minnesota, he said, remember, it's called show business, not show. And that always stuck with me. Treat it like a business. And I was a double major in marketing and advertising. And I figured, you know what, I'm my own product. I'm going to market and advertise myself. And I got out there, and I'll tell you, I hit the pavement. I pounded the pavement. I didn't know anybody, but I found out I had a good commercial reel, so I had no problem getting a commercial agent. I already had my sidecar from all the commercials I'd shot in Minneapolis. So that battle was out of the way. And I was very fortunate to keep working as a commercial actor. I never had a bartender, bus, or, bounce or do any of that stuff, wait tables, any of that stuff. I was very fortunate to make a very good living just shooting commercials, which opened up the chance for me to get into acting classes that people told me about. Because once you start taking one acting class, you start hearing about other acting classes, and it just sort of snowballed on itself. And I wanted to get myself into the best and toughest ones to get into. I wanted to push myself. I wanted to push to the limit what I thought I could do or couldn't do. I wanted to get past all that. So that was huge for me. And, it was just one stepping stone after another. Any kind of improvement was a positive thing. And every failure I use as a positive instead of a negative, because this whole business deals with being turned down. I mean, every time you walk into a room, they're looking at you going, what don't I like about this person? Hollywood is all about elimination. And you just try not to get eliminated. And you got to keep plugging away and keep learning what you learn from your failures.
Oh, man. You're right. You have to keep plugging away, and you can't stop. And I actually want to talk a little bit about how we met. And I don't know if you remember this, but it was a long time ago. It was about maybe 8 years. So, I mean, we re-talked again, but it was at the Wild Hogs movie premiere when I was doing something for GTV Broadcast, and that's how I know how long ago it was. But do you remember when I told you, and I said something that kind of stuck out in your head a little bit, and I shook your hand, thank you so much, and I kind of shook it tight, and I kind of held you for a second and looked you in the eyes. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's what I do.
The reason I did that, and I want to tell all the listeners, is a piece of advice. You always do something that's going to stand out in someone's head that's going to make them remember you, because especially stars or public figures in any way, they talk to tons and tons and tons of people, so you always have to do that one networking thing that makes it, makes them remember you. And after that, man, we've just connected, and you're doing awesome stuff. And you have a great story about Andromeda. And that your fans, I know, would love to hear. Talk to us about Andromeda.
Well, I've got a number of stories about Andromeda, but I was on my last 3 months of season 7 of Hercules, and I got a call from Majel Roddenberry, Gene Roddenberry's widow. And she said, look, I've got this TV series. My husband wrote it back in 1969. He wrote it right after the original Star Trek series finished. And she said, I want to send it to you down in New Zealand where I was filming Hercules, and see what your thoughts are, and see if you'd be interested. And I told her straight off, I said, I know I'm interested already only because of the fact I'm a huge fan of the original Star Trek series. So she sent me a script. She sent me three scripts that he wrote. And I called her back up after I looked at all three of them. I said, I got two of these scripts I like a lot. And is there any way we can take the best ideas of both of them and make one show? And she jumped on that right away. And that's how the whole thing got together. I mean, Universal had wanted to go another 3 years on Hercules. I put a pretty good contract in front of me, but I'd already done the show for 7 years, and I was kind of ready to move on and do something different. So I left New Zealand and went to Vancouver, Canada, and lived there for 5 years. I had a nice 5-year run on Andromeda. It was a great, great experience. I was very fortunate to keep things going for myself.
Yeah, and you did your thing, man. So let's talk a little bit about that show that changed your life a little bit. Talk to us about Hercules and give us all that behind-the-scenes fun stuff that you haven't given anybody else because we're doing it the easy way.
Well, you know, when I first got the script to read for the series, they were going to do five two-hour movies. Was the first year down in New Zealand. When I first got the, my agent called me up and said, hey, they're doing Hercules, I want to see you. You know, I'm a big guy, I'm not a small guy, but I thought, you know, they're going to want some big steroid, 280-pound, 300-pound guy for the role. Why do they want me? And they called back up. My agent said, look, they're looking for an NFL quarterback-sized guy, which I am. I'm at the time, I'm 6'3", and at the time I was about 225. So I said, sure, I'll go in and read. And they put me through audition hell there at Universal Studios. I went in 7 times over a 2-month period. They kept calling me back every week, week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it was. And it was just, like, unbelievable. Every time I went in, I said, what do you guys want different? You give me the same scene to look at. Every time I come in, I'm getting no notes. No, you're doing fine. We just, you know, they couldn't quite make up their mind. Well, I booked a gig, a guest starring gig on The Commish with Michael Chiklis. So I go up to Vancouver to shoot that, and while we're filming, I get one of the PAs comes up and says, hey, you have to call your agent. Call my agent, call my manager. They both get on the phone, and they said, pack your bags. You just got the part of Hercules. So I walked on the set. I looked at Michael Chiklis, and I said, dude, I don't want any more crap from you. I'm officially half God. And it was just funny. Everybody, it was just really cool. And then I spent the next couple months training with this guy, Douglas Wong, who was amazing. He was one of Bruce Lee's original students, and he put me through the paces for the next couple months before I shipped out down there. I put about 10 more pounds of weight on me, muscle. I pumped up a little bit more, and then I worked just all kinds of martial arts moves and weapons and falls and all kinds of stuff. This guy was amazing, and, you know, went down to New Zealand, and 5 movies in 1 year turned into a 7-year most-watched television show in the world.
Now, were your muscles real or were they photoshopped?
No. Yeah. Two hours a day lifting weights. They're real. Trust me. I worked my butt off on that show.
So what's something about you that is completely opposite of what many people would think about you?
Oh, wow. I play guitar. I don't know.
Besides the Hollywood spotlight and being a big star, you know, what do you do in your spare time? What do you do for fun? And you know, who is Kevin Sorbo, not Hercules?
Well, like I said, I do play the guitar. I enjoy it. I'm self-teaching myself on the piano. I love the golf. Golf is just a great. Just a game my dad introduced me years ago. I grew up playing football, basketball, baseball, but golf just became sort of, in my youth, was just a game that I loved to do, whether it was on my own or friends or 3 strangers, didn't matter to me. I just loved being on the course. But, you know, it all comes down to my kids. I got 3 kids, and it's pretty much I'm a cab driver when I'm home and I'm not working. So that's pretty much where my life is surrounded by right now, to making sure these three little monkeys grow up to be amazing, productive citizens of the U.S. of A.
How old are your kids?
My boys are 11 and 8, and my little girl is 7.
Oh, awesome, man! Awesome. Now, that's a blessing. I'm planning on having kids soon. I'm not married or have kids, but I want to get there. Now, tell the fans about your life as Hercules. I know you're starring as a series regular. You've had 3 strokes, and you met your wife.
Well, you jumped around on that one.
I do my research, brother. You know, I mean, you had a really interesting life on set, and it seems like that situation kind of led you into your life as well, and now you're doing your book. So I just really want to know the story.
Well, the show was going great. We were in our 5th season of the series. We'd passed Baywatch as the most watched television show in the world. I had 3 months going into the last 3 months of season 5, I was about to go back to America before starting season 6, and I had a 3-month hiatus to shoot another movie for Universal. But I started having shoulder pains in my left shoulder. These pains were achy, just bugging me, just sore. But I kind of was blowing it off. I wasn't paying much attention to it. But then my 3 fingers, my middle finger and ring finger and pinky, were all getting numb and cold, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Get back to L.A., went to my doctor before the movie started. I was doing some publicity in another movie I'd shot a year earlier called Call the Conqueror, which is a prequel of Conan the Barbarian. If you haven't seen Call the Conqueror, rent it. Fun. It's just a fun popcorn movie. And he found a lump in my shoulder, and he said he wants to do a biopsy, and that kind of freaked me out. So before I had a chance to do that, though, unfortunately, that lump in my shoulder turned out to be an aneurysm that had been spitting clots slowly into my arm over the last couple months. That's why I was getting the cold sensations in my fingers, because the blood clots were cutting out the blood supply there. And three of the clots decided to make their way up in my brain, and I suffered three strokes. And obviously I had a movie I was in, and I went from a guy that was 38 years old in better shape than probably most guys in their 20s, because I was working out 2 hours a day every day, working 12 to 14 hours a day on the set. Pretty much I was 18 hours door-to-door every day. It was an insane schedule, and I think it has caught up to me, and that's this was my payback for lack of sleep and just, you know, burning the candle at both ends. And I spent the next 4 months learning how to walk again. Two of the strokes went to my balance center, one went to my vision. I still have a 10% loss of vision in both eyes, and it was a long recovery for me. It took me three full years to feel like I was normal again, but the studio wanted to keep the show going. They hid the fact that I had strokes. They talked about the aneurysm and, like, E.T. and Access Hollywood and stuff like that, but everything else was kept a secret. And I just went through rehab every single day down in New Zealand. I went from a 14-hour workday to 1 hour a day, slowly working up to two, three, and four over the ensuing months and years. And it was a long road, but it was a story I wanted to tell. And you're right, I finally wrote a book about it and just came out.
Yeah, we're going to definitely talk about your book. Remember, guys, it's the Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. The call-in numbers are 914-338-1303. And we are with Kevin Sorbo, man. And, you know, let me throw a little piece of advice to any of the listeners right now. That should really hit you, because don't let things go if you're feeling that. You know, my dad had cancer. And my dad had lymphoma cancer. He had a little bump on the side of his neck. And you know, a lot of people would be like, they kind of, like you said, you kind of brush it off, oh, no big deal, whatever, and then later on it catches up to you. So anybody that's listening, make sure that if you have anything that you may be a little concerned about or whatever, always get it checked out. That's really important. Now, so talk to us about, so you had strength, though. You're still, I mean, you're hitting hard now, man. Talk to us about true strength. Talk to us about the book.
Well, my wife bugged me for years to write it. She said, you got an amazing story to tell of triumph over tragedy. You should tell it, let people know it, people know who you are. You know, and hopefully it'll be inspirational to them. Well, I wrote the book over about a year and a half period. The hardcover came out a year ago. The paperback just came out now. I've been doing a lot of press on it over the last 3 weeks. And really, it's a book. It is a book about triumph over tragedy. It's a book about. It talks about what I went through. There's some chapters in there from other people writing. My producer Michael Hurst, who starred as Aeolus, my sidekick on the show. My wife wrote a chapter, my mom wrote a chapter. I mean, I'm the bulk of the book in there. But, you know, I wanted their perspective of what they saw, what happened, you know, what I was living like before and what happened to me afterwards, and the recovery process I had. And the book's really, the title True Strength comes from twofold. Number one, it's sort of a play on words with Hercules, because there was no true strength on Hercules. I was in good shape, I was strong, but I had a lot of stunt guys making me look like a big stud. I know that. And, The true strength is really to find your own true strength within yourself, because the one common denominator that we all have is one day we will hit that road that we're unexpected to hit on. And how are you going to react to that? Whether you get the news that you got cancer, whether you get in a car crash, whether you get a stroke, whatever, a heart attack, whatever it may be, and how is it that you're going to react to that? How are you going to try to get past what doctors say you're capable of doing? Because trust me, the doctors gave me no hope. I mean, they said, you know, number one, they said, we don't know why you had an aneurysm. We don't know why that three of the clots went up your brain. We don't know. You could get it again. So I was living with a fear of, this is it for me. And I thought I was going to die that day anyway, and I actually survived, obviously. But, you know, they gave me no hope there. And to me, it's like, this book has let people know, you know what? It's up to you as well. I mean, the joke I make about the doctors is that's why they call it a practice. They don't know everything. And, you know, how many times you hear the story, it's a miracle this person survived for that and that. And you have to find your own true strength. You have to be a strong-willed person to push yourself past the limitations people try to set you on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're right, too, because the same thing the doctors told my dad, they're like, you know, you have an aggressive form of lymphoma, you know, very tough to beat. They put their head down. And my dad actually told them, well, that's good, because I got an aggressive immune system, very tough to beat. And the other doctor came in and goes, that's what beats this stuff. It's positivity. You have to keep it really positive in your head and not let that negativity get to you and not let that fear get to you. It's faith. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And you're living proof, so is my dad.
Yeah, and you know what? And I love his attitude, and that's the attitude people have to have. I've been all over the country. I've been speaking at neurological institutes, at hospitals, at bookstores. I've been all over the place. I'm meeting people that not only stroke survivors, but cancer, like I said, car crash, heart attacks, and they said they've read my book, and the book motivated them. People come up to me in tears. It's been amazing. I mean, at first it was sort of like therapeutic for me to have to purge this out of my system after all these years to sit down at the typewriter and get all this stuff out. Now it's amazing to find out not only was my wife right, is that it's been very gratifying to find out that people are looking at this as a positive message to them that they can get better too. And yeah, it's painful and it sucks because trust me, that first year and a half afterwards, it was horrible. I mean, it was so tough. I was constantly dizzy. I had vertigo. I had a sensation I was falling backwards 24 hours a day, no matter whether I was sitting, laying down, standing, it didn't matter. Buzzing in my head, headaches, migraines, panic, anxiety attacks, all these things just culminating on top of each other, just trying to take over my life. And it took me a while, and Eastern medicine actually helped me. When I say Eastern medicine, I did meditation, I did yoga, Pilates, I did a lot of acupuncture, and I think that mixed with what the doctors wanted from me was incredibly instrumental, mixed with my own strong will. I'm a very strong-willed person. I said, there's no way I'm going to let this thing control my life. There's no way I'm not going to continue acting. And thank God Universal wanted to keep the series going, and thank God Andromeda came along. And even though that finished 7 years ago, I've shot about 40, 50 movies since then. I've passed every physical exam Hollywood can throw at me. So I've proven
that. Yeah, and so how do people get your book? Because just so you know, this is a very social media-driven show. A lot of listeners do listen to it. And you guys can follow Kevin Sorbo at ksorbs, S-O-R-B-S, on Twitter. So tell them all the different ways to the easiest ways to get your book. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about the charity too. I mean, man, you're a busy guy.
It's busy. You know, I just want to make sure people understand it's not K Sorbo. It's at K Sorbs, S-O-R-B-S. Sorbs is my nickname from my buddies in the high school and before, and they still call me that. So that's why that's out there. It's K Sorbs. But they can go to TrueStrengthBook.com, TrueStrengthBook.com. There's a video on there and all kinds of information where to get the book. Certainly you get it at Amazon or at your local bookstore. They're out there. I would recommend just go to Amazon. It's easier. Great Christmas gift, hopefully, for anybody that knows anybody going through rough times. I think they'll enjoy the book and be positive about it. KevinSorbo.net is where the fan club is. And you can get all kinds of information about upcoming movies, which I have as well, which I'm sure I'll get a plug in, I hope.
What about your fans page? Is that actually you on the fans page, or is that some fans that have made your page? I know a ton of celebrities that's not actually them.
Well, KevinSorbo.net is a woman that runs it for me out of Pittsburgh. She's a wonderful fan, wonderful friend she's turned into all these years. And I send her stuff all the time. And she'll send me things in terms of people wanting to get in responses and that kind of stuff. So I'm very active with it. I mean, I probably send her links to post up there at least 2, 3, 4 times a day. You know, just say, hey, I want this, I want that, and we're adding stuff. And we're upgrading it right now, and we're going to launch that hopefully in the next month and a half.
Well, I also have a column and sections in Rock This Magazine, Designer Original Magazine, Tightrope Magazine, Washington Times, Fan TV, Icon News, Hollywood It Guy, WTV Networks, Hot Talk LA, a lot of stuff. And I think your message is so awesome and so inspirational. We're definitely going to be talking offline about how we can help you push that message a little bit more, because it definitely needs to be out there. And we're friends anyways. I got your back.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's go into, you've done a lot of roles in your life, a lot. What do you think your favorite experience was, or your favorite role was, big or small, within all of the roles you've done? Like, what stands out in your head the most?
You know, obviously Hercules. That was a big break for me. That show was amazing to work on. It was like a learning curve for not only myself, because that was my first time as a lead in a TV series that went on, 7 years is a pretty darn good run in the world. And my entire crew was Kiwi-based New Zealanders, and Peter Jackson used to come up to the set and check how things were going. And he eventually, when the series ended, took most of that crew, and they worked on Lord of the Rings, and half of them went on to win, like, Academy Awards. So that was huge. You know, and like I said, Gene Roddenberry, I got to give Andromeda a plug, but I've done a number of movies, but I'm very proud of a movie called What If. And people can go to the whatifmovie.com to check that out. It's a movie I shot with Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, John Ratzenberger, who's done a ton of things, but of course people remember him the most as Cliff the Postman from Cheers, and Debbie Ryan from the Disney Channel, who plays my daughter in it. And it's just, it's a wonderful movie. Came out, my gosh, came out about a year and a half ago already. But at the Movie Guide Awards, which are sort of the Golden Globes for movies that deal with, you know, family-friendly, faith-based, whatever you want to call, they're just more like G-rated movies. We were runner-up to Narnia for the best movie of the year, and I won the Actors Award for the most inspirational performance of the year. And I was proud of that because it was an amazing script and it was a wonderful part to play. So I hope people get a chance to look at it. And actually, right now, they can go to either Walmart to pick up the DVD, or they can go to Netflix. There's a movie that's out right now this week, and it's called The Christmas Angel, and it will air on GMC Cable this weekend on the 25th, I guess, is Saturday and Sunday, both those days, and then all throughout December. It's on the GMC Cable. It's called The Christmas Angel. I started it with Della Reese from Touched by an Angel, and Terry Polo, who was, amongst many things, she was Ben Stiller's wife in Meet the Parents trilogy, and Tamara Mari Housley, who was part of the Sister-Sister Act with Tia and Tamara Mari. And it was really a lot of fun to shoot that movie as well.
Well, man, you're a busy guy. So my next question was, you know, what are the next television projects and movies coming out? But you already kind of discussed that. Is there anything
more?
Trust me.
I've got two TV series that we're working on right now. We've had a bunch of pitches with Sony and with Universal, and I've got high hopes that I'm back on the TV regular basis next fall. We've got two really good scripts, and I'm not going to talk about them right now, but one's family-friendly, the other one's a full-on action show, and it'll make 24 look like a wussy show.
Ooh, okay. I can't wait to see that one. All right, guys, well, we're going to be right back. So we're going to throw the commercial on a couple people to support the show, and when we come back, we're going to talk about charity time. Kevin, I know you're involved in a really awesome charity, and we'll be talking about that real soon, guys, so we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're back with Kevin Sorbo, myself. I'm Eric Zuli, Easy. I do it the easy way in Hollywood, opening those doors for you. And we're back with Kevin. And what's going on, Kevin? The next question is, you have a charity that is called WorldFitForKids.org that you're involved in, or that's your charity. Tell us all about that. That's the charity, the philanthropy, the humanitarian side of yourself.
Well, when Hercules became the hit that it became, I started getting inundated with a lot of stuff. I mean, pediatric AIDS, you know, leukemia, Make-A-Wish, whatever it was, all great things to support. I already had a lot of celebrity friends that were involved in that. So I called my manager back in L.A., and I said, look, find me something that deals with kids that are basically healthy but living in unhealthy environments. Maybe it's an after-school program. I don't know, whatever. Well, within 2 weeks, she gets a call from a woman who runs an after-school program saying that She didn't know who I was because she doesn't watch TV. But all her kids said, we should get Kevin Sorbo as a spokesperson for us. So it was, I guess we just put it out there in the universe, and it came to us in a quick manner. And it's called A World Fit for Kids. At the time, it was called L.A. Fit for Kids. But I said, look, I want to expand it. I want to make it bigger. And we're up to 12,000 children in 12 different schools in the L.A. Unified District. L.A. Unified is probably one of the worst school districts in the country. Dropout rate is at 54%, starting as low as fifth grade. Well, the 12,000 that that we have, and it's pretty much a lottery pick. I mean, we'd like to take another 12,000, but, you know, we're stretching, you know, like budget constraints with everything. We're a nonprofit. Everything is donated. And I've got 12 people on staff that get paid. Everybody else are volunteers. We've got about 100 volunteers. I don't get paid, obviously. But it's been amazing. I'm on my 16th year with the program now. We're the number one after-school program in the state. I go to Washington, D.C. once a year to speak with Congress members. In a district that has a 54% dropout rate, we have a 98% graduation rate and a 67% higher GPA. Now, I don't know what I need to do to the Democrats and Republicans, because it happens on both sides of the political fence, people. Trust me. They all need to be replaced. I'm for term limits, but we can talk about that later. But anyway, you know, I bring in the stats and the facts, and I show them, and they all love it, and they see what's going on. But why this program isn't in every school district across this country makes no sense to me. We've got a program that works. It's proven that it works, and it keeps kids in school. It keeps them graduated. It keeps them moving on. We deal with physical fitness. We deal with the real world once they get out of school. Hopefully they go to college. If not, where do they want to go? Trade schools, whatever it may be. But we prepare kids in these rough neighborhoods, these rough areas, that where they think all hope is lost, and we put that hope and that self-esteem back into these little bodies and make them move on and become productive citizens.
I love it, man. Just so there's a big humanitarian side of your as well. That's you know, we have a client, and a gentleman is actually going to be doing a show here on Easy Way Broadcasting every Sunday called the Rosman Show, and he is a he's on the board of about 9 different charities, and he works with very major financial firms, and he's a motivational speaker. I definitely think that I need to get that connection, because that's another thing I do is I connect people in Hollywood, and great things happen. So I'd love to introduce you to him, and he'd probably love to know more about that charity and probably want to support.
You know, I'll take it. I love the connection. I appreciate it. I know you work your butt off, man. I see your posts all the time, and I see it. You know, you keep me in the loop through the text and the emails from you, and you know, I would say you and I are the hardest working guys in Hollywood. Trust me.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. So, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting is all about social media. And I know you have a story about social media with your Twitter account and Facebook. Do you have any interesting success stories with social media that's maybe happened to you?
Yeah, you know, I get on like LinkedIn a lot. Deals with a lot of people within the industry, and I put out. You know, I'm a producer as well, so I have my own production company. It's called Touchwood Productions. We started about 5 years ago, and we've you know, that's helped to raise money for a number of projects that I've been involved with over these last few years, and it's come through the social media. When you put it out there, you say, hey, look, anybody looking to invest, anybody looking for distribution, let's talk. I've got the product. Let's see if we can get things together. And through that, I have met people that have come up, and most of the movies we do are in the $2 to $3 million range, and we've raised money just by getting online, and then of course you have the conference calls, and hopefully you do get together face to face when you're dealing with any kind of amounts of money, and you hope everybody likes everybody, and all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and lo and behold, it's movie time in a tough market like it is right now.
What was that, Kevin? What was that transition in your life when you started really realizing you were getting involved in the mainstream, the real stuff? Because I know a lot of people go through the he said, she said, and everybody with a pen and paper is a producer. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to say that they're somebody. But what was that time that you can remember that you like went to that level where you were actually being paid and things were actually happening?
Well, the biggest difference for me is when I got Andromeda, I learned a lot on Hercules. You know, I made a list of things saying, I'll never let the studios do this to me again, because they will take advantage of you. I mean, there is a certain mafia element to all studios. They you know, they even laugh about their own creative accounting. I mean, they even told Peter Jackson that Lord of the Rings didn't make any money. He had to go sue them for his back end. So you know something's going wrong when a movie's making a couple billion dollars. So the games that Hollywood plays is absolutely incredible, and you've got to learn to fight the games back as best you can. I mean, they're a tough beast to beat, but if you're smart about it, you learn about it, you know, and say, okay, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. And when I got Andromeda, I said, one thing you're going to make me do is you're going to make me executive producer, and I'm going to sit in on the meetings. So those 5 years in Andromeda was a learning experience to me because I got to sit in there with the other producers and learn how the behind the cameras work. I mean, I still love being in front of the camera more than anything, but it was interesting for me to get behind there and sit in the meetings talking about everything from costume design to distribution to, you know, finding money to what we're gonna, how we're going to allocate the money per episode, blah, blah, blah. But you learn a lot by doing that. And that's what, when the series ended, that's what motivated me to start my own production company. And I knew through the social media that this was, you know, this is the new way. It's not going to go away. Let's face it. It's growing and growing and growing, and there's always going to be competition. Somebody's going to come in with the next better Google. Somebody's going to come in with the next better Facebook. I mean, it's there. It's going to happen. So it keeps those guys all on their toes. You know, I mean, I'm a believer in competition that makes all of us better, makes all of us stronger. No interference. That's just, you know, it's all about individuals. That's what made this country great to begin with.
What is one thing that you could tell someone, or a couple things if you want, that you could tell someone in the business or trying to get into business that you would have liked to change, you know, in your life earlier on, you know, that was your path to success? You know what I mean?
You know, the easiest way is stop beating yourself up, because every actor's got the same story. I can tell you right now, and they're out there, if there's any actors listening right now, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They go in for an audition, I don't care if it's for a commercial, a guest spot on ER, or whatever the heck it is. They get in their car, they start driving back home on the 405, 101, 10, whatever it is, and eventually they'll start cussing themselves out. They'll start chewing on their steering wheel, saying, why didn't I do it like this? I should have tried that. I should have done this. But you know what? Go in and just relax. It's tough to relax. I get it. But go in and just let it go. You know the words. You know what the scene's about. You know what your character's about. Go in and just have fun with it. Your confidence will boost up. Your creativity will get better. Just accept it. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake. You can't beat yourself up over it, because there's so many things that make no sense in this business of why people get jobs and why they don't get jobs. I was in acting class with many talented people that still don't have their SAG card years later, and they've given up. And the thing is, if you want this business, you can't give up. And you get involved in it because you love the business. But once I relaxed, once I said, you know what, I'm just going to go in. I call my agent, and I'll say, hey, you know what, I screwed up. I blew it. Or I say, you know what, I nailed it. If they don't pick me, they don't pick me. And I've gotten jobs when I thought I sucked, and didn't get jobs when I thought I nailed it. So none of it makes any sense.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much for going into so much detail to our listeners, because I know a lot of people are looking up to you, and that's really, really great advice. So, you know, in closing, I always ask everybody, you know, did you enjoy doing it the easy way?
Love doing it the easy way. I had a great time. And I'm going to say it right now, if you don't mind me giving you a little plug.
Oh, please, sir. Please do. I feel honored.
All right. Well, I'm Kevin Sorbo, and I'm doing it the easy way. So keep on listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. Don't go away, or I will go Hercules on you.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. And, you know, we actually do a lot of other shows. I have a show. You know, we actually have a caller. Wow, we have a caller. No, I'm just kidding. We've had callers through the whole show. But I'm going to answer one caller, because we always want to interact with the fans. We have a caller, 714-1418. You're on the line live with your man Easy and Kevin Sorbo. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lynn. I'm calling from Garden Grove, California.
Hi, Lynn from Garden Grove, California. What questions do you have? Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, actually, I came on a little bit late here. I was interested in finding out more about Kevin's new book.
Sure. It's out right now. You can go get it on Amazon. It's called True Strength. You can go to truestrengthbook.com for information on it. There's a video that accompanies it and talks about where you can get the book near you. But, you know, Barnes & Noble, other bookstores carry it, but certainly Amazon will have it. And it deals and chronicles with the illness I had right after season 5 on Hercules and my recovery from it. And it's been amazing to get the response from people that it's been very motivational for people to move on past whatever limitations that they feel they have in their lives.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
Well, hopefully Kevin will allow us to do an awesome little green screen show, a little segment on his book, because like I told him, I really want to help him push this particular message and what he was talking about. And I do have a show on television on Dish coming out next year. So I would recommend, if you don't mind, following myself, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter, and K-Sorbs, S-O-R-B-S, on Twitter. You'll get all the information possible, and we'll make sure we get you a copy. And since you called into the show, Kevin, I think we should get her a signed copy. What do you think?
Sure, we can do that.
Oh, that would be beautiful. I'd love that. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Awesome. Follow us on Twitter, and we'll make sure we make that happen for you. And thank you for doing it the easy way. And I hope you tune in this Friday to our next show. And tell your friends. We're an awesome show.
Yes, definitely are.
Thank you so much. And we have another caller, guys. We have a caller, 714-3080. 714-3080. You're on the line with Kevin Sorbo and EZ. What's up?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, EZ? How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. How you doing, sir?
This is Ryan. Ryan Torres from Avenue Entertainment Management.
Oh, hey, Ryan. Ryan's a big supporter. What's going on, Ryan? What's on your mind?
Man, I was excited to know that you were going to interview Kevin. I wanted to get a chance to say hi and meet you. I'm a friend of Dutch Hofstetter's from Soul Surfer. And, he's a great guy and his son, Little Dutch. And, I love your work, Kevin, and I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, I shot the movie with Dutch, and we actually got a couple other movies we're working on right now.
That's right, yeah. So, and one of my other guys knows you too, Fred Davis, out of Florida.
Yes.
He was talking about some movies that he was working with you.
Fred's
so.
Working with me on my charity golf event for my foundation, World Fair for Kids, and we got some interest in people out in Florida to move it there.
Beautiful.
So far, we've got a tournament in Vegas every year.
You know what? You just mentioned Florida. I got to chime in really quick. I was just off the phone. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine who owns the television network I was telling you about, and she was just telling me, and I'm gonna do a little inside here. She is in conversation with a very major radio station that reaches all of Florida right now. So we're gonna have to talk,
That's
brother.
Beautiful.
So Ryan, thank you so much for listening. Do you you have time for one quick question for Kevin or myself? I got to grab a couple more callers. We're blowing up here.
Not really. I mean, just curious on what movies you have coming out or what you're working on.
Well, you need to go back and listen to the show and listen to the archive because he told you all that information.
I got on kind of late. Sorry about that.
And follow on Twitter.
If you go to kevinsorbo.net, it's out there.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
no problem, Ryan. Thank you. So we have one more caller, 805. We have time for one more caller, 805-9446, 805-9446. You're on live on Easy Talk. What's going on?
Hi, Eric. Hi, Kevin. This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi. Hi, Kevin. It's a pleasure talking to you, by the way.
Nice talking to you, too, Barbara.
I know. Very nice to meet you. I have a quick question for Kevin. I want to purchase your book first and foremost, and I wanted to see by any chance you have any advice for people that suffer from panic attacks and anxiety, because I know that I saw one of your videos from one of the interviews that you did on Virginia or something like that on the morning show, and you did talk about the anxiety and panic. So do you have anything like that in your book?
Because I went through it. I suffered from PNA attacks for about a year right after my strokes happened. I think there's a lot of reasons why it happened. You know, I all of a sudden felt
right.
like I was vulnerable to the world when I felt that, not that I was Hercules, but I felt like I was invincible.
Right.
And all of a sudden I was had to recuperate and be like a very old man trying to learn to get to be a young man again. So a lot of it just came down to, I think meditation was great. I think acupuncture was great. Acceptance
okay.
is really important. You just got to say, you know what, this is what's going on with me right now, and don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, there's a psychiatrist term called the shadow. Go online and check out the shadow.
Okay.
And it's because we all have that, and we're all afraid to have it and expose itself to us, because we all have deep heart, you know, hidden secrets and negativity that's built up us through the years from everybody telling us, don't do this, don't do that. So
right.
just go check it out, and just, you know what it is? It's just accepting what's happening to you right now, because the panic anxiety attack can feed on itself. And if you feel one coming on and you don't react the right way to it, all you can do is make it worse. And you just have to learn to just take a breath, relax, and realize, you know what, this can't kill me, it cannot hurt me, and you have to believe it. And I got to a point that
right.
I started believing it.
Yeah, that's the difficult part of it, because I've been going through it for the past 3 months, and it's just a horrible experience. I'm like, oh my god, like, this panic attacks are like killing me.
You know what,
really bad. Mm-hmm.
Try laying down on the carpet floor anywhere before you go to bed, and stretch for 15-20 minutes before you go to bed. People should do that anyway. You trust me, anybody else
oh,
listening
wow.
right now, If you lay down in your bed, you can watch TV, but lay down on your floor and stretch for 15 or 20 minutes and just take some deep breaths in and out, you know, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, and just relax. You will sleep better as well, but it will calm you down. It will relax you. Stretching is some of the best things you can do for your body.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for that advice. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, thank you, guys. I won't take any more of your time because I know you guys have another caller, but I just wanted to call in and say what's up. Say hi.
We do have a bunch of callers, Barbara, but you've always supported us, so we wanted to give you as much time and love as possible. And make sure you guys
thank
follow
you.
Each other on Twitter. Tell everybody your Twitter, Barbara.
Oh, my Twitter is MissB805, MissB805. Everybody can follow.
And just so you guys know, Miss B has been a loyal supporter, and I definitely recommend following her. She's a really, really great person, really great mother, and very, very good heart. Thank you so much for calling in, Barbara. We got nothing but love and respect for you, and follow the new Easy Way broadcast, and tell everybody. Yeah.
Thank you. Yay, of course. Okay, guys, have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so you're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and I'm your man, Eric Easy Zulu, doing the Easy Way, opening those doors for you, make it a little bit easier on you. Kevin, we really appreciate you being on the show, really appreciate your time. I hope you had fun, and I am going to be bringing you back on my other couple shows. We'll talk offline, and we're going to help you push that book, brother. It's awesome, you know, very inspirational story, and I recommend anybody that has listened to the show or is listening to the archive or is watching and reading the articles and the stuff we're going to be putting out, please go to all those sites that you heard, go to Twitter, get his book. It's something that you need to have. Thank you again for being on the show, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate being here, and trust me, I'll come back on. I always got stuff to talk about.
Definitely, man, and we want to hear it. So a round of applause for Kevin, you guys. We appreciate him, and I know you got to get to your Thanksgiving and your family and everything, so have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thanks again for doing it the easy way.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, guys, Easy Way Broadcast, and remember, we're doing it the easy way, and this Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, this Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to have Baby Bash. Yes, Baby Bash is the next guest. Baby Bash is coming on 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Compliments of my man, Ty Hollywood. Make sure you follow T-Y-E. HOLLYWOOD, Ty Hollywood. Make sure you follow him. Thank you again. And Baby Bash, we will be talking to you soon, so make sure you guys tune into that. I am EZ. Do it the easy way. This is Easy Talk, and we outro. See you Friday, or actually hear you Friday, something like that.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulu. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulu and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.